Investors have been pouring money into global markets after the president of the European Central Bank said he would do whatever it takes to stem the Eurozone debt crisis. Mario Draghi's comments have fueled speculation that the ECB is about to start buying government debt from Spain, which is on the brink of requiring a full-blown financial rescue. I'm joined in the studio by business editor Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. The European Central Bank is seen by many as the last hope for economies like Spain and, of course, Italy. What were Mario Draghi's comments designed to do, do you think?
Well, Tony, the ECB has been keeping its powder very dry during this crisis and hasn't intervened with government bond buying for more than a year. Now, the ECB's main mandate is keeping inflation low, but today Mario Draghi reminded financial markets that the ECB does have special powers to take on government debt. But with the future of the 17-member Eurozone and the Eurozone currency in jeopardy, Mr. Draghi's comments were timed to inject some much-needed confidence into financial markets.
Within our mandate, the ECB is ready to do whatever it takes to preserve the euro. And believe me, it will be enough.
European Central Banker Mario Draghi. Peter, given what we've seen during this crisis, will the words from the ECB really make much difference?
Well, as Mario Draghi said, the bond buying is within the ECB's mandate, but it's not a panacea because the ECB's action has to be limited. It can't embark on long-term money printing or quantitative easing as we've seen with the US Federal Reserve or the Bank of England. So the ECB can't do this, and Germany will be watching very closely to ensure European laws about keeping inflation low aren't broken. But is this a game changer? Peter Spiegel of the Financial Times of London isn't so sure, but he says Mario Draghi's intervention is significant.
This is the first sign he has given in a long time that he's willing to do that. And as a lot of commentators have said, this is nothing new. They've done it before. He said this before. But saying it now, at this time, with Spanish yields above 7%, with Italian yields, borrowing costs above 6%, with the markets going crazy, saying it now leads to the expectation that the ECB is going to go in and start buying bonds. The markets are going to be happy, but it's not the bazooka. It's not the big game changer that is going to change the course of this crisis.
Peter Spiegel of the Financial Times of London. How did global share markets react to those comments, Peter?
Well, not surprisingly, given the talk of a full sovereign bailout, the biggest impact was in Spain, where Madrid's main index closed more than 6% higher. The CAC index in Paris rose 4% on optimism that the ECB action might help France's ailing banking system. And the good news, which most likely will be temporary, carried over to Wall Street, where the Dow closed 1.7% stronger.
How is the Australian share market expected to react to this?
Well, the Australian share market will open around 37% higher after a bumpy week. Actually, the Australian dollar surged to above 104 US cents after Mr. Draghi's comments. But today really is a pretty good example of how just a few positive words in a crisis can really move markets.
Our business editor, Peter Ryan.